It is where she has gone. A spoon clicks in her mouth while her eyes fall back. And the one holding her hand is not me or you. It is a boy, her brother, and he is afraid, though he remembers something about pressing a spoon to her tongue so that metal catches the flesh, so that the tongue does not follow the eyes into leaving a part of this world. Years later, this boy will read he was wrong for using a spoon. He will spend the summer lifeguarding at a pool, and more than once, he will hold a body while it seizes in waist-high water. Each one returns the same way. A pause, and then their life, all they have ever known, rushing back into the mind. Forget the boy in the beginning. He's grown into someone who spends too much time remembering. For this, he's already lost a part of himself, and from those people he saved, holding them in the sun as they came to, the color in their eyes sharp as glass. There was a time when he thought, this could be her, a body becoming weightless. Then a stranger cried in his arms. She didn't know anyone around her, especially him. It did not matter. This is not about remembering. Forget there was ever a spoon. Forget the sound metal makes against the teeth and the tongue. Forget it all and come back to your life.